This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In the U.S., Target, of Target fame, is scheduled to report third-quarter profits and losses today. It's been almost a year since its computers were hacked, a colossal theft of card and personal data that scared away customers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
For one thing, Target has a new CEO, Brian Cornell, and he's not above admitting the company has problems. He says Target needs to be cool again. He's got retail analysts talking.
What does it mean to be Target in today's retail landscape?
Amy Koo is a senior analyst at Kantar Retail. She says Target is trying to beef up customer service.
They are doing beauty advisors. They've expanded to do baby advisors. You know, ask us if you need help.
Target is also experimenting with smaller stores in cities. One experiment that didn't go so well, opening stores in Canada. Canadians complained about the prices and shortages of popular products. Sean Naughton is senior research analyst at Piper Jaffray. He says maybe Target should close those stores.
If they can't get it to be a profitable venture, then they're going to do what's best for the shareholder.
Naughton has already calculated how much it would cost Target to pull out of Canada, slightly more than $1 billion. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.